It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Shime, I know nothing about it, but they're flush with excitement on the North Shore. I'm sure you and Courtney know because Ed Sheeran is doing some kind of a pop-up
pub,
Irish pub thing or something this weekend. Is that tomorrow?
Today it opens.
Oh,
so people have been like waiting. You needed to get a text message. It was kind of like a long process, so I'm already out. I can't go to it.
Did you try to get in?
I tried too late.
Okay.
So you had to sign up to get this text message. When you get there, you're allowed a plus one.
Where is it?
Ipswich.
Okay.
But it's called The Old Phone. That's what he's calling it, which is his new single as well. And you have to show your text message with proper ID and your plus one. There's like a full menu with burgers, fries, all types of stuff. I'm guessing he's going to be there.
I would assume so. Yeah, that dude loves it around here.
Yes. Right.
Why doesn't he just move here?
I know. That would be so cool.
Taxes.
Oh, taxes.
I think he's looking at
millionaire's tax, Curtis.
Yep,
I actually think he's looking at a place in Lowell. To be honest. Yeah, I think Lowell.
Nice, we'll be neighbors.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I think it's, I saw on social media, it's either like Lowell, Havel.
Okay, you saw it on social media.
I don't think Ed Sheeran's moving to Lowell.
I don't.
Well, there's a lot to like.
There is a lot to like about Lowell.
Why don't you live there?
But I don't know.
There's a lot to like about Lowell.
Sheeran's hubcaps?
Stop.
Oh, okay.
I thought Eminem bought a place in Lowell before.
Yeah, I heard that he was looking, yep. But a quick Google search, I'm not seeing any Ed Sheeran Lowell connections.
No. I was
on
just,
social media.
Yeah, I was just joking because of the Eminem to Lowell story. So.
Yeah, all right. So. Well, I guess
it's going to be cool. They're saying he's going to perform, so.
All right. He is. All right.
We got to get in.
He's
that.
Talented.
Yeah. Well, so there's probably somebody, unlike the greasy pole, there's probably somebody who listens to this show who can get you on the list.
Right.
Yeah, I mean,
or bring you
cool.
as a plus one.
I would assume, Courtney.
Hey, Greg.
I like that.
Yeah. Yes, Curtis.
You're the music guy. I'm just, peripheral.
Right.
What was the thing where it felt like every year a new artist was suing Ed Sheeran for stealing music or stuff? What? It feels like that never amounted to anything.
Oh, I think he won. There was a trademark lawsuit against him. I don't remember who the artist was who was suing, but I think he won that.
Oh, wow. I didn't even know
that. Did he not?
I think, yeah, as I said, I don't know. I just remember it being in the news for a while. That's the first thing I
thought. It was Marvin Gaye. It was filed by Structured Asset Sales, a company that owns a small stake over Marvin Gaye's songs, argued that Sheeran copied a chord progression and rhythm from Let's Get It On.
Mm.
So he was, I'm reading this from some website, don't know what it is. Why does Ed Sheeran keep getting sued? Candy Burris and Tiny Harris of Escape.
Yeah.
And then they said Shape of You was similar to No Scrubs performed by TLC.
Huh?
I love Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls.
There you go. That's a good one.
TLC. Stick to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to.
Speaking of music, Wiggy apparently brought a new feature to the show today.
Okay.
Am I right about that?
Yeah, it's a little something. Okay. Weekly wrap-up in sports.
Okay.
Shout out to Acrobatic for this. And Marlon Williams of I Love Boston Sports for putting us on. You ever see me wear my Pritch Please shirt and all those? He owns that. Marlon owns that, and he knows Acrobatic and Acrobatic.
And they are the artists behind Pritch Please.
Acrobatic is, yeah. He does a lot of Boston hip-hop.
And so you know how Wiggy is after once we have done something and executed it, an entire program on the air, he has suggestions for what could have been better.
Huh?
In this particular case, you brought this feature to the show.
Yeah.
Okay. And so you worked with Acrobatic on spitting the rhymes.
Well, no, I didn't work with
them. Okay, you just gave them the motivation to do this. And it's a weekly wrap up.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yeah, where he kind of like raps about what's going on in Boston sports.
Okay.
So, you know, he's talented.
Is it only on this show that it's debuting? Is this the actual debut of it nationally?
I'm pretty sure. I know he put some of his stuff up on social media, but he's really talented. So
do you think he heard Angry Principal Dave's Hill Notes and was like, I've got to up my game?
But
it might be.
If he starts, like, you know, really listening to some of that stuff, Curtis, if you want, I guarantee you he could throw an Angry Principal Dave
track?
Yes, into
Yes, Curtis. We need an Angry Principal Dave diss track with
love
Acrobatic.
And Curtis on it.
I would love it. Acrobatic and I go way back.
Yeah, you do. You go back.
Was he's been around for a while, though.
I know who he is.
Is that back to Dover or Rivers?
Both, actually. He did a big one at Chickering School.
All right, so we're just going to play this thing, and then we're going to we're going to smash it or trash it? Like
do
we
what
do
you
with
like with it, Greg.
Okay. All right, let it rip, Shine.
Yeah. Shout out to my homie Wiggy. Hey, yo, we getting right to it this week. What up, it's Ike hitting y'all with morning messages. When I deliver wrap-ups, you know how fresh it gets. Red Sox opening day was the best of this. As the homie Abreu ruined Texas's with a 3-run blast for the clinch. Chap held it down on the mound, it was a cinch. Pritch hit the most threes for the C's off the bench ever. Now check it, he's going for the record. But he won't get it without a fight, cause he neck-to-neck with Jay Tatum and D. White. Yeah, that's amazing, B. Plus the Pat signed Stephon Diggs in free agency. The Bruins look like they losing blatantly. Are we this bad or is it just complacency? I'm embarrassed to even have to ask this. I guess getting that kid leads to good draft picks. I really want to watch them do their thing, but it sucks when they losing to the Sharks and the Kings and the Ducks. That's O for Cali when we really need a rally. Marshawn is gone, that's fewer goals to tally. We down to the Sweet 16 in March Madness. The college hockey fan favorites is them UMass kids. Add this to the masterclass list. Another weekly wrap up from AccuSisters. Turn it up.
I gotta tell ya. I am. I'm
talented.
I'm on board with it.
Yeah,
hey, he's talented.
So
can you imagine the Angry Principal Dave diss track?
The Bruins losing blatantly, maybe the line of the year.
Yeah.
I love
it. And it sucks, and then he goes through the teams, the Kings, the Sharks, and the Ducks.
Yeah, that wordplay was good.
That was really good.
Yeah.
Really
so
good.
So can we do that every week?
The Bruins look like they losing blatantly. Are we this bad, or is it just complacency?
I mean, Wiggy's the only one who got a shout-out, which was sad. But.
Well, I mean,
he's the one that asked for it.
Next time. Yeah.
Fingers
well,
crossed.
Well, yeah, I mean.
He is very, very
he'll
good.
Drop everybody's name in it, and, you know, Curtis, if there is something you want some Boz spit at Angry Principal Dave?
Well, I would never tell Acrobatic how to do his job. That was phenomenal.
Yeah.
That was really good.
Excellent. So,
really, really good.
Yeah, I mean, you're the boss, man, Greg. You
okay,
know?
So, I like it.
You
well
make
done.
It do what it do.
Well done by those guys.
Smash it.
You're smashing it?
Yeah.
All day.
I didn't know which one meant it was good, so I still stayed on the side.
Trash it is bad, smash it is
okay.
good.
Okay. Smash it up.
Used to say smash it to Curtis, and it meant a completely different thing. But we're proud of you, Curtis.
Thanks.
Very proud of you.
Yep. Smash
all right,
it up.
Let's get to Courtney into what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Red Sox start the 2025 season with a win, 5-2, the final in Dallas. Willy Abreu had the first homer of the season for Boston and then a three-run shot that got the Sox the win. Garrett Crochet went five innings in his Red Sox debut. He gave up two runs on five hits while striking out four. The Sox stay in Texas to take on the Rangers tonight. Tanner Houck will take the mound for the Sox. First pitch at 8:05. You can listen to the game right here on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. It kicks off with Christian Arcan on the Mass Mutual pregame show at 7:05. And Jones and Keefe are at Polar Park today from 10 to 2 for the Woo Sox home opener. They'll be joined by Marcelo Meyer, joining them at 11:10 today. March Madness saw no upsets yesterday, so on to Ole Miss.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
On Michigan State today, Kentucky has Tennessee. Michigan and Auburn face off, as do Purdue and Houston. And the NCAA hockey tournament kicked off yesterday, and the New England teams stayed alive. BU beat Ohio State. Western Michigan beat Minnesota State. Michigan State fell to Cornell, and Minnesota fell to UMass in overtime. Today we've got a big one. BC taking on Bentley at 2. You can listen to that on AM 850.
Go Falcons!
Yeah, we'll see what happens there. At 5, we have UConn and Quinnipiac. 5:30, Providence takes on Denver. And at 8:30, it's Maine and Penn State.
Greg, why are you rooting for a place that stole $200,000 of your hard-earned money?
Actually, to be accurate, it was nearly $300,000.
Okay.
But it's because I didn't go to college. So.
Oh, okay. Huh?
And they offered me a Bentley hockey t-shirt if I went to the game, and it would be the only thing I got for my $300,000.
And not to, you know, be too much of a BC honk, but what did you say the mascot was?
It's a Falcon.
Not exactly the day I'd want to be a Falcon on 328 day.
With so much to love, you don't want to miss the Subaru of New England A Lot to Love event. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That is what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
In honor of the greatest game in history, is there anything that comes close to the feeling of that 28-3 comeback in the history of anything in the world?
I don't think so. I mean, certainly one game. Super Bowl.
Right.
I mean, we were talking about the Celtics coming back down 3-1 to the 76ers
right.
in 1980 or 81, whenever that
Red
was.
Sox being down.
Yeah,
in
Red
that
Sox
series.
Being down. But that was only the ALDS, right?
So it may just be me being younger. Like, the moment Malcolm Butler made the interception, to me, that moment alone was greater than the 28-3 comeback.
Mm. What?
That yeah, it meant more
moment.
To me. Like, yeah, I was no, way that, more emotional. Like, yeah. I was like, I watched Tom Brady lose in the Super Bowl twice to the Giants. I was so beyond frustrated. I thought it was happening again right in front of my eyes after that stupid catch down the sidelines.
Right.
And then Malcolm Butler made the interception.
Right. That was like a buzzer-beating Super Bowl win.
Sure.
Which is unprecedented. The comeback and the feeling, the best part about the 28-3 comeback for me was the second Brady got the ball after the Falcons peed down their leg and punted it after being in field goal range. I think they were at like the 5 or whatever. You knew they were going to go down the field, score a touchdown, and then you knew they were going to get the 2-point conversion. And then the second Slater won the toss, you knew they were going to, like, it was this great comeback that was so unbelievable, but the win was so believable in the moment.
But Shime's right, the emotion of that Seattle game, because you thought it was over. Like, everybody thought it was with the Patriots, the 28-3 comeback. It was a little bit of like, can they? Will they? No, are they? And then it's like
when Brady threw the pick six before half, the world was dancing.
Yeah, but that was so early in the grave. Like, you kind of like, all right, this is over, whatever. With the Seattle game, you're sitting there like, man, and like the disappointment and the bobbled catch.
And it was another moment, right? You look at the Tyree catch, the Manningham catch, like, and then this other catch down the sideline by Matthews. Like, you thought it was just happening again and
they
again.
They ripped your heart out right there in front of you. You're like, wait a second. He caught that ball. Like, you're like, oh, this game is over. And then all of a sudden, you're like, all right, they're just going to run it in with my shot. And then it was like, what just did I see?
Can I help Phase 4 Guru in the Twitch chat when it comes to sports? Because this dillwad
nice
just says, did Greg just call them the Falcons? What is he on? Yes, it's the Bentley Falcons, donkey. Wow, it's the Boston College Eagles,
right?
You dodo brain. Thank you.
Greg, unhappy.
I will say this. People say I don't say I'm wrong often. I may say Shime's right. The ecstasy, Wiggy and Shime make good points. The ecstasy to exhilaration in that, or the, you know, agony to ecstasy in that short of a period of time was unique. And then that week build-up to Super Bowl 49, which is the most watched Super Bowl ever in terms of rating, was the national evening news saying that Tom Brady's a cheater. And then to lose that game would have been three straight losses after three wins.
Yeah.
I don't know. Good points. Good job by Wiggy and Shine.
All right. Did you already do the weather, Curtis?
Well, it's always sunny on the Greg Hill Show, but it's 46 outside, afternoon high 56.
Hill Notes next.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.